This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
So let's talk a little bit about the Freedom of Information Act, especially in Illinois. We all sort of had to deal with this a week ago as we were trying to find out more information about why one of the Mexican restaurants in Macomb, Guadalajara's, had been closed. And it seemed like we could not get any information directly from the health department, but they said you could FOIA the information, and you did that almost immediately, Jasmine, right?
Right. Well, I kept reading the different stories that all the local media had, and that included The Courier, that included Prestige, included Tri-States, McDonough County Voice, and nobody actually had the information about what occurred to get them closed. When they were interviewed, when the McDonough County Health Department was interviewed, one of the officials stated that that it was fixed, it was cleared up, and it really wasn't a concern now. So I thought that was slightly disturbing that they would not just say outright what had happened, which is just plain old information that we should have as the public.
Sure, it's public information.
Right.
As a public agency, that's what they're there for.
Exactly. And I found that disturbing, so I did file a FOIA, a Freedom of Information Act request. I sent my student down to the McDonough County Health Department. He handed it over. They took it. The next day I had an email from McDonough County Health Department, and they sent me the information I requested.
And that's similar experience to The Courier. The editor-in-chief filed a FOIA request. He also works with the TV station, so mm-hmm. he probably got the idea from you.
Oh, okay.
So we got the same report. You had to file. And I think if this gets to the point of what Rich is bringing up, it's showing kind of the downside, of FOIA, which is now agencies feel like they don't have to give you any information until you actually fill out the paperwork.
Yeah.
Whereas once upon a time when you're a reporter, sometimes they wouldn't give you the information, but a lot of times that was like, sure, you can come in. You don't need a FOIA request to go to the police department and say, can I look at the blotter? And turn it around and look at it, and can I see the reports? They just bring you the file. Now you got to file a FOIA report, and so it's almost created more bureaucracy than you used to have to deal with as a reporter.
Yeah, and I also feel like sometimes I think the agencies are thinking if we don't tell them, maybe they'll just drop it.
Yeah.
Because of the news cycle, sometimes that comes and goes. But I was definitely not going to drop it. And some of my students didn't understand why I was doing the FOIA, because they said, well, we got sound bites with them, so we're good to go now. And I said, no, we don't have the complete story here.
Sure.
And it was kind of a teaching session, and that's what we're doing here. We're teachers of journalism and broadcasting. So once we got all the information, they understood mm-hmm. that this was very important to the story.
But you're right. I think it was a big hole in the story not to know exactly. I mean, there were a lot of rumors. I mean, I'd ask
right.
students, I'd say, oh, well, I heard the refrigerators were broken, or, I heard this, or I heard that. And turns out when you read the FOIA, it was none of a lot of those things. It was other things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I heard this, that, or the other thing. Mm-hmm. That doesn't really work for a news story, does
mm-hmm.
it?
No. The other thing that I found, I don't know if this was in your story or if it was in The Voice that I found most telling, was the statement that the health department, and if you look at their website, they have not updated
right.
their information
right.
since September of 2013 because they don't have anyone who knows how to upload the information. And so I was shocked to hear about that. I was like, because
yeah.
I looked. I thought, well, let's go back and look and see what the records show, for Guadalajara's and other restaurants in town.
Right. Well, other parts of their website have been updated.
Yeah. So that's another thing. Like, well, then, who's falling down on the job here? And
well,
again, why do we have a county health department that's not getting the information out to the public?
And for us, that was really the focus of the story.
Mm-hmm.
When our reporter Emily Boyer came back from the interview with the health department, she was talking about all these other things, about how they haven't been able to find someone to update their website, mm-hmm. and you gotta file a FOIA to get the information, and there are all these concerns. This should just be public information.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of how we focus the story. It had less to do with the violations by the restaurant and mm-hmm. more to do with these issues with the health department. I don't know how else to put it, but
sure.
it just seems it bothers me. It seems at one point, I've been told it seems that at one point The newspaper regularly, you know, monthly published the restaurant inspection scores. Yeah. And for some reason that got dropped, and it's difficult information to find. And we didn't know this restaurant had been shut down a few times previously. It's a public health department. Shouldn't they be serving in the mm-hmm. public interest? And finding some way to get that information out there, sure. short of having to file a FOIA.
Right, which right. Many members of the public don't know is an option.
No. I mean, it's not the easy. You have to ask for very specific information to get it back. It's almost an art to ask the right question. Please give me these files, this mm-hmm. information. Now, granted, in this case, they were good about getting the information back, mm-hmm. but sometimes that's not the case. If you don't ask the right questions, they say, oh, don't have that. And so it is open to some interpretation that can lead to some abuses.
And you don't want to write such a broad request that you're overburdening the public agency with collecting records and data that you don't really need.
Right.
But if you don't know exactly how to phrase the questions or how to narrow the scope of your search, it becomes a problem for both sides.
Right. I think if they had been more forthcoming when each reporter asked them what caused the closure, I think we wouldn't have had this problem.
No. I will – I don't know if this is in defense. I will say we did get an interesting – when you brought up how they used to appear in the newspaper, mm-hmm. our editor who did talk to them said that they had – that the health department had asked if the Courier would be interested in running those ratings in the future. And so it is something that's being considered is like, well, okay, if they're not going to run them in The Voice, maybe we'll run them in The Courier, putting in when the ratings and things that come out when they do their checks on the restaurants in town. I think it'd be a good public service.
Yeah, a great public service would be also finding someone who knows how to update a website and just posting it to the public health department's website that takes care of the middleman.
Sure.
And that's really, I think, the first place somebody would go to look for that type of information anyway.
I agree.
All right. With that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.